Like,
that.
Because you take Super Bowls.
He would have already given that to you if he wanted to give that to you. That's and the point that I'm saying.
He cut out. Could you repeat that again, that last sentence?
If he wanted to give y'all that moment, he would have already given it to you. And part of that is his own ego. And that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I thought he was going to do it when he first announced his retirement, but then he unretired and then like re-retired or whatever. So he still has the opportunity because clearly football was still on his mind last year. Like the entire offseason, I was still like, I was mad about it, like wondering when it was going to happen, I suppose. But during the welcome home game or whatever, like maybe that'll be the moment that he decides. I still think he has the opportunity. I still think there was outside factors affecting his decision, but maybe he does just have a massive ego and he doesn't want to give us that because he doesn't think.
I think two things can be true. Brady can be great. He can be funny. And he can also have a massive ego. Just like Jordan.
Jordan and Jerry Krause. Like, that's why the Bulls broke up.
Like, look at Jordan. Like, Jordan was a fucking dick. I'm just saying. There's a level of, like, creating this persona and creating this ego because it makes you an uber competitor. But, like, it's also not a switch that you just get to turn on and off. Like, it's not either or. You can have an ego and still be likable.
But he never, in the way that you're saying, like, Jordan had this ego, because he totally did, right? It was presented extremely different. Like, Jordan had this I'm him type of ego. Tom has never had that.
What?
Are you serious? Paying attention to NFL media the last 20 years?
Yeah. Are you serious?
He has never walked into a press room and gave himself a pat on the back for the win.
He didn't have to.
The media did it
that's
for him.
Saying, and that's how they're different. Like, yes, like they.
You're that's on the there. That's the bias.
Very much like, I'm him. And Tom was always.
Tom has literally done the same shit in the huddles, to the referees, after on the sideline. There's plenty of video of him doing.
How many
all
Super
that
Bowls
shit.
Has he cost the Ravens?
Being a baby and being a crybaby is a lot different.
The rules were
he gets into everybody's ass.
Self-righteous.
He gets into everybody's ass. It's a thing.
He got calls Peyton Manning could never get.
That's just like you said, the uber competitor, but they present themselves differently. I just wouldn't compare the personalities because Jordan was straight up just a dick in general to everybody, like everything. And Tom is generally like pretty mild mannered unless he's on the field. And
I mean, that's also because like basketball, football, there's less players. So one guy gets more of the credit. Somebody has to be the killer and the assassin. That's why Kobe and Shaq beefed.
But yeah, as a quarterback too, you have to be political. You have to be more political versus.
And he's in Boston.
Well,
let's
boy,
be
you
honest.
Just need to put the fucking ball in the hoop, bro.
The media coverage is different in Boston. Like Peyton Manning could never get the calls that Tom Brady got. Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, none of these guys got the calls that Tom Brady got.
We're way over.
That's a stretch. Pat Mahomes gets the calls. I don't know what you're talking about.
He ain't got a tuck rule under his belt.
He's out of the pocket.
Multiple tuck rules.
That boy's out of the pocket. That's not roughing the passer.
Tom Brady has been on the receiving end of the tuck rule. In fact, the same year that it happened in 2002, same year, same season, we lost the game because of that.
But yeah, we've seen the documentary, Nikki. Thank you.
Yes,
ain't nobody want to talk about it. Everybody wants to act like Tom Brady was whatever. Like, bad calls happen. It wasn't because he was Tom Brady.
Remember the roughing the passing call that kept the Ravens out of the Super Bowl? Yeah. Ask Baltimore Ravens fans how they feel about Tom Brady. Ask Terrell Suggs.
Remember
Ray Lewis.
Remember Ty Law running every Colts receiver in the bench?
Oh, yeah. The Colt, that AFC title game up in Foxborough in the snow where.
Bro, Lawyer Malloy got robbed at gunpoint. And Rodney Harrison would both be kicked out of the league right now.
I know y'all are hurt. And
they would not be in the league.
The Chargers AFC Championship game? Did we forget that? Did you forget the Chargers AFC title game? That's not, no.
Y'all both are very extremely biased.
We're just voicing for the people. Like these are real grievances against fans.
Okay, there's this website.
Fan bases.
It's called yourteamcheats.com. And
the fact that you even know that tells you that you're a real ass Patriot fan.
You've
gone to that website so many times in your defense.
I'm not biased.
Yeah, you've been backed into the corner.
Say I'm not biased. You're probably biased.
You've been backed into this corner so many times that you just have that shit bookmarked.
Yeah.
Is it a corner?
Oh, here we go.
Is it a corner or a
your
cul-de-sac?
Pedestal? Your fucking pedestal, whatever. Your soapbox.
Is it a cul-de-sac?
What can you do against facts?
Okay.
Bring more facts.
We get it.
It's
you got the gold medal. You're on the fucking highest stanchion. We got it.
I'm like I said, I understand scars never truly fade. Tom Brady didn't get every single call in the NFL.
He kind of did. I'm just saying the Baltimore Ravens literally have more reason to hate the Patriots than the Raiders do.
Baltimore Ravens cheat like hell. They're one of the worst.
Zaragoza did sit on Rich Gannon.
Baltimore Ravens.
I've grown.
We would have clapped the fuck out of that Giants team. We would have clapped them.
That was one of the greatest defenses of all time. So, I mean,
I feel like
can't be mad at that.
So,
Zaragoza's dead.
Gannon was MVP and he left in the first quarter.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you because you're right. But let's not act like that wasn't the greatest defense of all
time. That team was better than the other two, then the team that went to the Super Bowl and the team that lost in the Tuck Rule.
And history will forget them. Like, they forget the 15-1 Vikings.
Nope.
All right, last two.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was a lot of sports scar tissue right there.
Dan Campbell was talking about Hooker, and he said that he's already decided that Hooker is going to be having a red shirt year in 2023 and that he likes the idea of quarterback, I suppose, when he eventually starts.
You kind of cut off, but
he likes the idea that he's going to be older.
Yeah. Like he said, he commented on the fact that he likes the idea of be like older and more mature.
Yeah,
I don't know. Where are your vibes? But I don't know.
Tie upside.
That's code for we don't know how to defend Justin Fields, so we got a really great scout team quarterback to help us.
And if Goff doesn't work out, this dude
then we can pivot.
We can pivot straight to Hooker. And Hooker we trust.
And if he doesn't work out, then I can maybe buy myself another year by drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Because we got an electric running back. Our offensive line is good. The defense should be better.
And I get two more years to draft a quarterback and develop him.
Even though I had the same exact record as Jim Caldwell. But we know how that ended. Matt Patricia. Personally, just all the opportunities.
Fair or fade, let's speed through this one. Davante Adams, after hearing that he made all pro, said, last year proved I didn't need Aaron Rodgers. Fair or fade? Davante Adams saying he doesn't need his former Hall of Fame quarterback.
That's a fade.
Kenny.
Not for the reason you think. Obviously, he's a high-volume receiver, right?
Okay, Kenny.
Obviously, if you give him 100 catches, he's going to produce, right?
Yep.
But the moment in which Davante Adams was at his best was in clutch moments when Aaron Rodgers was getting him the ball, when everybody knew it, and they were winning games. He was getting the ball to win games. That's when he's at his best. At this point with the Raiders, he's just stat padding, and that's why it's like, what the fuck is the direction the franchise going in? You don't have Josh Jacobs under contract, really, for a substantial amount of time. You passed on running backs in the draft. If he gets hurt, you're pretty much fucked. And you have Jimmy G.
I'm still a Zamir White fan.
Okay, cool story, bro. Google the name Musa Smith and then come back to me.
Another good quarterback putting the ball in his hand. So it's Rodgers per se, but you're saying he needs a good quarterback to be passing to him.
Aaron Rodgers got
him. He's saying he needs to win games. He needs to win games.
He's just putting up worthless stats.
He doesn't need Aaron Rodgers.
He's putting up Hall of Fame stats, and he's never going to win shit. Unless he was one on those teams that won the Super Bowl, and I don't think he was.
But yeah, no, I agree with you, Kenny. You got to win games to prove you don't need Aaron Rodgers. And then you can say you don't need Aaron Rodgers.
Because that's a fade. Because he got Garrett Wilson. And Garrett Wilson is on paper faster. Devontae ran like a 4.51. Garrett Wilson ran a 4.37. So already, athletically, he has a better base than you. About the same vertical leap. And he set the Jets receiving rookie record. You didn't do that. Fresh out the gate, rookie year to rookie year, Devontae is not the receiver he was coming out of college. Garrett Wilson is the receiver he was coming out of college, and even better. So if Aaron Rodgers puts up magical numbers with Garrett Wilson, what are we going to say? I never needed Devontae Adams. I had Jordy Nelson. I had Donald Driver. I had Greg Jennings, and Greg Jennings might be better than Devontae. Okay, that's great. 1 year. But like,
hey, I had Jermichael. Took San Jose to 1 year.
I had Jermichael
Finley. Jerry Cook.
I had Jermichael Finley. I had Bubba Franks. Donald Lee. Like, I had all these guys that I've put up numbers with. I was a Hall of Famer I was a Hall of Famer before Devontae was still making Derek Carr look good.
Facts.
Therefore,
I don't need Devontae Adams.
I don't need Devontae at all. It was just nice to have him.
Damn. Yeah, Kenny just broke that down. I got nothing else to say. All right. Grizzlies suspend Ja Morant after he flashed a gun once again. Fair or fade?
Again, this is a fade. Not for the reason you think. First off, Tennessee is open carry state and their gun laws mirror Texas. So it's buck fucking wild, and the violence is even crazier for an even smaller capacity of a town. And Z-Bo was there for years and did all the same shit, but they love Z-Bo.
Nah, he wasn't doing that shit.
No, bro. Literally, like, he beat a dude's ass and laughed about it.
He wasn't flashing guns like that, bro.
No, he was pulling guns on people, but the community protected him. You want to know why? Because he didn't publicly embarrass himself the way Ja is. You wouldn't see Z-Bo flashing pistols. If he pulled that thing out, he might have used it. In this case, Ja's part of this dumbass, what are they, Zillennials? I don't even fucking know anymore. Gen Z's? He's Gen Z, right?
Yep.
He's dumbass Gen Z's who just have to, like, they need the social gratification to just show everything they're doing. Like, these dudes snitched on each other. This dude snitches on himself at a rate that is horrifying. He snitched on himself worse than Ray Caruth. Now, I will say this. The media, if this is a white player, if this was Luka Doncic or fucking Lauri Markkanen, whatever his name was, who went to serve his country in the military, if he posts a bunch of pictures with guns, you won't get the same response. Why? Because he's not a star like Ja. Ja's like, this era's Allen Iverson, but he's a fucking Gen Z-er. The issue is it's a fade because his daddy should be in his ass about this. Like, he should know better. Like, he could still be doing all the shit he's doing, just not posting it. Or better yet, if that is a loaded gun, don't fucking point it next to your head, because it only takes less than 3 pounds of pressure to pull the fucking trigger and accidentally blow your face off like that white girl in Foxy Brown after she had sex with old boy and then shot herself with a shotgun. It's just your gun safety is clearly at a negative fucking 1,000, and that's what makes you look bad in a state, in a city where violence is heavily prevalent. And also, it doesn't help that the media, when they see black people with guns, they go apeshit. But when they see white school shooters with guns, they explain it away and say why we need more guns. But that's fucking stupid in itself. So really, it's just a fade because Ja is literally shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a fade because Ja's literally fading himself. Like, the issue is not the guns. Like, you have a right to have the guns. The issue is the social media part of it, right? Because nobody this shit needs is happening. See it. This shit is happening. Gilbert Arenas has brought guns in the locker rooms.
Chris Kamen.
Plaxico Burress shot himself in the foot. Like,
in the thigh.
Athletes have had guns. That's not the issue. Issue is the social media, one. And two, the fact that this keeps happening. This is already the second time that this has happened in a few months span. And third,
it didn't need to happen.
It doesn't need to happen.
Nobody made you put a gun
in
your hand.
And fourth, he's the face of the league. Yo, he's boys, next up.
Yo, boys are trying to protect you.
He's next up. He's next up as the face of the league. What's once Curry up? And LeBron are done and retired, it's supposed to be Jaw's time, and Jaw is supposed to be the face of the league. We have not seen a player with his sort of length and athleticism.
And explosion.
Since and Westbrook. Ball handling.
Since Westbrook.
No, he's bigger than Westbrook. He's longer than Westbrook.
And a better shooter.
He's like Westbrook and LeBron in one body. Like,
he's Westbrook with like Devin Booker's shooting ability.
So he's crazy. He's a talent out of this world. And the fact that he's allowed this to happen, it's just crazy. Like even Jason Williams was talking about on the radio. He's like, I still ain't been on a motorcycle. Like, and it's been 20 years. Like,
he said he's still what?
I haven't been on a motorcycle in 20 years.
Yeah, because, like, he almost lost his fucking leg.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, he learned.
It's
like,
way more traumatic.
Like, Jaw's got to learn, bro. Like, this is...
He got a daughter.
Gotta stop.
Which makes no sense.
It's like, dude, come on, man.
It's not him. Like, this is not him.
What if it is, though? That's the problem.
But if it is, it's a facade. It's something he's created himself into. It's not.
Nah, his daddy was a wild boy. They said his daddy was a wild boy.
Not who he actually is, but he wasn't brought up that way.
How you know?
Because he wasn't. Everyone said he wasn't brought up that way.
Hey man, you don't know what his mental was. He could have always felt like he was that.
But that's what I'm saying. That's a facade.
He just played basketball because he was good at it, but really he wanted to be in these streets causing problems. What if that's what he wants to be? That's not a facade. No, it's a...
You're
going to
be doing that in...
In China. We're imposing what we think...
Fucking San Quentin, Pelican Bay, like...
Yeah, we're imposing what we think. He go fuck around up in Angola, and then you'll never hear from him again. We're imposing our values, if we were in that situation, what we would do. Sometimes young people don't wake up until it's too late. Or they wake up and realize, oh, wow, I shit the bed. Sorry, guys.
Well,
and you just got to show and prove.
But to your point, then, like, why are you signing deals for signature shoes? Why are you being the face of McDonald's? Why are you doing all these things?
He lost a commercial for a rapper.
Like, fuck the money he's fucking up in the NBA. He's fucking up billions of dollars.
He lost
the
Supermax.
He's a billion-dollar player. With the amount of...
Marketing machine.
Exactly. And so, like, why are you doing all this shit with your daughter on social media? Why? So, even if what you're saying is true, he's still creating a facade on the basketball marketing side of things. So it's like...
Yeah, he's mucking up his own image.
Be yourself. Like, be who you want to be, fine.
What if this is...
But at least, fucking, if that's really who you want to be, then at least make sure there's no cameras in the room. Like, at least the bare minimum you could do, bro.
He's a Gen Z. They have fucking fragile egos.
It's like, even...
They need to be seen.
It's like, even to his detriment... It literally came to his detriment, but it's like, even Young Thug, bro, was telling all these young rappers, you don't need to do that anymore. Get people to do it for you.
That's not a good look, Young Thug.
But I'm just saying, like,
his lawyers are trying to get OnlyFans.
But what I'm saying is you gotta set boundaries somewhere.
Young Thug,
you gotta have some sort of strategy. You gotta know what the fuck you're doing if you're trying to move a certain way. Young Thug Like, if you're gonna move crazy, like, at least be smart about it. Like, put the cameras away, bro. That's not your fucking boy, bro. Whipping out the fucking camera, knowing your crazy ass is probably gonna whip out your gun. Like, that's not your friend, bro.
That's a good point.
Like,
but I mean, you get a bunch of young motherfuckers waiting.
Like, I'm not your friend. I'm over here eating gummy bears right in front of you. Nah, I'm not your friend.
You offered me one. Kind of like, yo, it's roots. It's just eating in front of you. You offered me three. I'm good. My sugar
I tried not to eat it at first. That's why I said no at first, but then I was just thinking about it. I was like, yeah, let me knock back these gummy bears.
That's why when I got offered those snacks, I took the shades.
Yeah. All right.
I took the shades.
Last one. Or there's like three more. Sorry. The Minnesota Vikings removed
Dalvin Cook
from their Twitter banner and all their marketing materials. So fair or fade?
That's a fade. He is living in a sexless marriage, sleeping in separate rooms.
That's not funny.
Eating spaghetti out of Tupperware.
That's not funny.
Yo, why you gonna get me in trouble? I ain't even do shit. I'm gonna end up back in the hospital because you want to fucking play.
Yeah, I think that's a fade too. Because like literally, this man's
is my explanation a fade?
This man's literally giving up both of his ACLs for this team, and they just consistently try to downplay his value. So,
which is weird because not since AP ever they had a back this good.
I mean, he was kind of like right after AP, so that's not really.
There was a couple of years where.
It was like 2 years, bro.
AP came back. That's how fucking long it was.
All right. Melvin Ingram's daughter cooked up boys 2 to 3 years her senior in flag football. Fair or fade?
Hey, man. It's a fade. Them boys going to be running hills. So they throw up. They didn't even want to play football. They just out there. The daughter was really taken serious. Like,
yeah, she cut it back.
Yeah, when anytime you see somebody cut it back on you in flag football, they're really not fucking playing with
you. Those strides were nasty, bro. I was like, ooh. Like, she already got the different phases of running. She probably been running track since she was 4, bro.
And California already, like, made girls flag football a legitimate sport. So...
Wait, I think it was Mark Ingram. I think I said Melvin Ingram, but I think it was Mark Ingram.
Either way, it don't even matter.
Big truth.
Let's be honest. Girls be out here running track younger. Earlier than the boys, and they be fast as shit.
Yeah, they do. And then once the boys start catching up.
Yeah, because physical bone density and all that shit, puberty. I mean, the girls are still fast, but they're just not fast as the dudes because, you know. Physics and biology and shit.
Well, never mind. I was gonna make
You were gonna fuck up and say something stupid.
Yeah, I was going to. I was just leaving. Last one. The Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay calls out the Commanders for tampering with Andrew Luck like 7 years ago. Take your tangent.
Fair or fade. That's a fade.
Bro, leave nobody bringing up your pills, my guy.
That man almost lost his fucking leg.
The pills you're probably still doing, my guy.
Nah.
Like, let old shit rest.
Like, that man almost lost his fucking leg.
You were
leg.
Probably taking Andrew Luck's painkillers, bro. Let's keep it buck.
They might have the same dealer.
Hey, look. What'd they give you in there? For your back and your shoulder. Hey, let me just get one, bro. I don't know, Jim.
What if you
your kid said no. Come on, man. I'm your fucking boss. You're going to tell your boss, no, you can't have a little perky, a little Vike? All right, Jim. Here you go. That's why he didn't want to be around the team when he was hurt. Jim Irsay was probably pill-pitching him, bro. Imagine every time you see your boss in the hallway, he's like, hey, bro, let me get one of those painkillers you got. I know you just had back and neck surgery.
Or he's just casually popping one, like, without asking.
You walk in
like it's fucking gum, like it's locker room. Like here's a fucking Tic Tac. Like, bitch, I need these for the high blood pressure because you won't give me an offensive line. This motherfucker almost lost his whole leg. Andrew Luck almost lost his whole fucking leg because of blood clots and other shit because he was getting destroyed every year. Anthony Costanzo wasn't a bust, but boy, was he a shit tackle. They didn't have anybody else. But yeah, you look at it, man. Let that man be. Andrew Luck happy living his life. He's not coming back. He's never coming back. Judy.
Well, let's wrap it up. Nikki, anything you want to say to the people? How's wedding planning going?
Same.
Is that same? Like, I still feel invigorated like 2 weeks ago, or same as in like a month ago when I was over it?
Like, it's going good. It's fine. Like, there's no hiccups, whatever. I hate how people like don't RSVP until the last minute. It's so annoying. Like, oh, I don't know. Figure it out, bro.
I'm like, that guy. I didn't RSVP to the wedding that I went to this weekend, but I'm like, bro, I'm a groomsman. Do I really need to RSVP?
Yes, Pete. Follow the fucking instructions.
It's for numbers purposes. Like your caterer has to know the head count and stuff like that. So like you need to have final like head counts for all of your shit.
You should see
like,
his face right now.
So you can't just add a plus one. Knowing that I didn't RSVP and I'll be there.
They asked for a final head count 30 days before the wedding, before the event. Boom. And so a month before, I'm going to have to know every single person that's coming. And so I'm going to have to track down so many people who are super late on their RSVPs and who don't know that if they're coming to a wedding that they've known about for like over a year. Because I'm going to have it's, I don't know, it's just annoying. Like just
150 a plate, that shit adds up.
I think it's different. If it's like a destination wedding, like for sure, TBD till like really, the last month.
It's really, really, really annoying to have to like reach out to like 90 different people on whether or not they're showing up to your event. Like it's, you already have so much shit going on. Like you, I mean, like I have like doing like an engagement party right next, like in July. And so I'm having to like plan a little mini event or whatever. And I'm already having to do a bunch of shit and no one's responding to the text and no one's putting their address in. No one is being like, they're getting a text with a link that says, hey, can you put in your address so Nikki and Will can send you an invitation?
Yeah, I never filled those out too.
Dude, it's so annoying, bro. It's so annoying to have to track down. I don't know your fucking address, bro.
Piece of shit.
Like, do you want the stationery or not? Some people get so offended. Oh, I never got an invitation.
Low key, I'm that guy too. And I didn't even RSVP. I went to my friend's house.
Scumbag shit.
I was like, what the fuck? You gotta save the date?
If you don't put in your address, I can't send you the freaking card.
I was like, bro, what the fuck? You gotta save the date? I didn't get to save the date.
Because you didn't fucking put the date in. Scumbag. See? Y'all thought it was just me.
But the good thing is,
don't wait back their way to the gym, bro.
Well, the good thing is I didn't get like the first invite because initially they had a venue and then they pivoted to doing a backyard wedding. So like the stationery I didn't get was really obsolete anyway. So
they didn't have to waste
money on you. Mm-hmm. And my mailman won. So there you go.
Backyard weddings seem really dope.
Like I said earlier, the last week or so, I've been spending every single waking moment of free time I have playing the new Legend of Zelda game, and I couldn't be happier. And yeah, I was more excited about this game coming out than my own birthday. I was able to name how many days it was until the game came, probably the last 3 months. And my fiance asked me what day of the week my birthday was on, like 10 days ago, and I couldn't give him an answer. So I was so obsessed with this game coming out that I literally pre-ordered the game. I should have had my fiance buy it for me for my birthday, but I pre-ordered it September. So I didn't think about it. So anyway, I'm this week. I moved back into my apartment.
Oh yeah!
All day moving from the temporary unit back to my old unit, which exhausted me, and I didn't have time to go to the gym today. So I feel kind of bad because of that.
So
that was cool.
Give yourself some grace. It happens.
And plus, I'm sure I worked a lot of calories out with all that manual labor, like moving back and forth shit for like 5 hours. So
did what you had to do, and you gave yourself some, you know, some well-deserved R&R. Don't be too hard on yourself.
All right. Do you want to go quickly? Because you already opened with the monologue. So pretty sure everyone knows literally your entire life story now.
Yeah, I'm excited. My nephew will be 2 years old on the 27th. A lot of emotion kind of goes into that. My life kind of pretty much changed forever without my input. Like, you become like an uncle or an aunt. I stopped really, like, my world got smaller in terms of just what really mattered most. And every day I look over, I'm like, it's him. He matters. Whatever I do, I try to, like, have him in mind. So even though he'd be mad at me and acting all fake and shit sometimes, I come in the house, he don't want to give me a hug. He's just wrapped around his mom's neck. But I get it. You know, he's two. Or pretty much about to be two. But, yeah, mostly just thankful, you know, I'm alive and I'm managing my health and probably going to get back in the gym sometime next week. Just kind of, like, figuring out.
You're going to feel like shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, my blood sugar levels.
You should just start with just regular walking.
Yeah, I was going to do a Stairmaster for, like, 30 minutes. And then
nah. Just start with walking. Just start with walking, bro.
I can't even do a Stairmaster for 30 minutes. I'll fucking pass out.
I do that shit at one. I ain't motherfuckers out here doing super levels. I'm like,
one? What? You're not even doing anything. That's so slow. Yeah, one's too slow for me, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, no, I just walk faster if I'm on one, but if it's like two or three.
One, you could walk like three steps before the step even moves. I'm like,
hey, man,
fuck.
I don't just fucking run full speed into a Stairmaster, bro. Like,
I have to do six to walk.
But that's, I'm not, okay.
At I have my, to do six to walk.
When I used to do it at CSUN, I was on like seven.
Anything below six is too slow. Like, I'm literally like just
yeah, of course.
Standing there, one step, one step. I'm like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
But I'm saying if you're starting back, like,
no,
for me.
Don't do that, bro. Just go walk. Just start with walking. Like serious walking, like 20
if I'm
minutes.
I'm going to the gym. I'm not going to just walk around the fucking
walk
gym.
Walk on the
I'm
treadmill.
Gonna, yeah.
Put some incline. Bro, I'm telling you, you're going to feel like shit. You're like literally diabetes eats your muscles, bro.
Insulin eats your muscles.
Yeah, but it's also like, your body doesn't have the blood sugar to move the proteins. So it doesn't make muscle the same. I'm telling you, bro, like it's going to suck. Like it's going to be tough. You need to give yourself some time.
Yeah, I know. That's why
and
I haven't
ease your way into it as easily as possible. And that starts with just walking, bro.
Yeah.
Walking is like the most underrated cardio.
It is for sure.
For the least amount of them. You know.
And
strain them.
And honestly, jogging doesn't burn that much more calories.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking jogger anyway, because like
okay, to be honest,
on concrete like that.
But like, I have to have a certain speed on the treadmill to like make it work. Too slow of a jog, I'm expending more energy on my awkwardly slow jog.
Yeah.
Than like,
I feel that.
Then you're fucking up your joints.
But I have to go like at least like six. Because if I'm going like 5.5, I feel like I'm literally more tired going slower. I don't know.
No, yeah, that makes sense. You running is a rhythm.
Yeah, my biggest thing is it's funny. Like once you get like past 25, you just have less and less reasons to run full speed. That'd be funny as fuck. I'm like, I asked my mom, like, when's the last time you ran full speed? She's like, shut the fuck up.
I've ran full speed like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, but you get what I'm saying. Like if you just had to break out. Like, you had to run down the block right now.
I think about that constantly.
Like, in a real-life situation. Not like I'm purposely training in the gym. Like,
no,
oh, shit, let me just take off running.
That's why I run. That's literally why I run.
Okay, Mr. Nike commercial. But no, I feel like it's just funny. Like,
bro, you're talking about the dude who was like 7 and used to tie himself up and throw himself in the pool just so he'd be able to swim when he was drowning.
That's sadomasochistic, by the way.
Probably.
It definitely is. But no, it's just, I'm just easing back in.
You don't know how many bad dreams I've had in my life, bro.
You've had too many.
I don't even like to sleep anymore.
That's an issue.
Yeah, I need to go to therapy, definitely.
You go to a sleep therapist.
The last time, no, it's not even that I can't sleep. It's like literally I don't want to sleep deep. Like when every time I sleep deep lately, I've been having like fucking horrible ether dreams. Like,
so you got something in your subconscious deep fucking with you. But yeah, bottom line is, yeah, like, yeah, just praying for my grandma. She's going to have surgery pretty soon. She's 83. So it's like, any surgery is like, I don't know, touch and go. But yeah.
Yeah, you never know. It's a lot of drugs and a lot of cutting. And
the body can only take so much.
Yeah, the body doesn't like that.
But yeah. Thank you to everyone who like texted me, called me in hospital, showed up to visit me, talk shit, got these jokes off. See how I was doing.
So I wasn't the only one. Good.
No, it was about 50 people, bro. Like,
no, I mean, I wasn't the only one making jokes about it.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. Definitely. My mom was fucking killing me in the hospital. It was like 4 nurses, like, fluffing my pillow, and she's like, don't feed his ego. I was like, I'm not even doing nothing. I'm sick over here. She's like, nah, you a hoe like your daddy. Stop playing. I was like, I didn't even do... I'm literally fighting for my life over here in this bed. She's like, shut your ass up. But nah.
All right.
That's my mom. We glad I got to spend.
We're about to have a 5th edition of this podcast.
I got to spend Mother's Day and her birthday with her. And we got to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which was a really good movie, very emotionally jarring. I would arguably say Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is kind of the best trilogy outside of Avengers. And I'll drop my Addy in the middle of the street.
Now I gotta see the 3rd one.
I stand on that one. Even know Gamora died.
So for me, shout out to my boy Wu. I was at his wedding last week. What'd you say?
Did you say?
No, she didn't. Pete didn't know Gamora died.
Oh, like back in the Diz Gamora?
He thought the old Gamora was still alive. He didn't see Ant-Man and he didn't see Endgame.
No, I saw Endgame. I didn't see any of the Thors or Captain America's.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Or Iron Man's.
That would be the problem.
No, I saw the 3rd one of all those and the Avengers. Hiding.
You're just Happy missing,
certified.
You're just missing huge chunks of the Marvel storyline, and you have Disney Plus.
The Marvel storyline.
I'm just saying.
The Marvel grab bag. Yeah, you're right.
I know you didn't watch She-Hulk.
Yeah, I kept those $60 to myself.
I know you didn't watch She-Hulk.
All right. Anyways. Yeah, shout out to my boy Wu. Got married last week out in Elsinore, which is ironic because like all my LA friends now are getting married in Temecula. And like this dude just had like a sick backyard wedding. It was a great time. A lot of drinks, a lot of jokes, a lot of laughs. Let's say I was not expecting to be put to work, so I was kind of disappointed with that. But outside of that, I had a great time. Pretty intimate wedding, I'd say. Probably like 50 people, most of whom I'm new, so it was nice. You know, I've been to a lot of his family parties, so I felt comfortable. Looked like something fresh out of HGTV, so it was pretty well done, especially because they did most of it themselves. Food was excellent. They had a taco man pull up. It was delicious. They were smoking the meat and then tacoing it up, so shit was fire. Homemade tortillas. Shit was busting. I had no complaints about the food, which was great, because I can't tell you how many weddings I've been to with mid-ass food, mid-ass drinks. So, yeah, on that front, I'm definitely team backyard wedding. But when it comes to, like, setting shit up, like, if you want shit done right, hire some people. Because my motherfucking drunk ass does not care enough. I'm sorry. Like, I do not have that attention to detail. You got to pay for someone to get that. And furthermore, if you're going to have a call time more than like 4 hours before shit, mind you, I'm a member of the press. We show up 3 to 4 hours before shit. That's fine. Like, that makes sense. That's when business is being conducted. But if you have people coming plus 4 hours, expect them to be belligerently drunk by the time whatever happens. Because you're expecting that, because you're giving them 2 to 3 hours of budgeted fuck around time on top of the 3 to 4 hours, like, functional semi fucking around time. So, like, you better plan and strategize for people just being fucked up with whatever the fuck you're asking them to do. So that's just a pro tip. If you're going to make an itinerary and have people show up 6 hours early, you better have some contingencies and guardrails in place to make sure that they're not too drunk. I wasn't. I was fine. I made it to my spot. So some people doubted us. Some people doubted the drunks in the room. But I was in my spot. I played my role. My other fellow drunk scumbag, he gave an amazing, immaculate speech in about 2 minutes. Basically, like, just recalling all the times that we're sitting in the park talking about how love wasn't for us, how love evaded us. But yeah, here you are. You did it. We did it. The embodiment of what true love is, and I'm happy to see it. Everyone was crying and, like, clouding it up, and it was a great speech, short and sweet. All of them were really short and sweet, so it was a good wedding. Like, I had a good time. Outside of that, been fucking around in Star Wars a little bit. It's been cool. And yeah, man, just looking forward to what we're gonna do with this podcast now that Kenny's in his fifth life. Touchdowns and Tangents, thank you for listening to us. Shout out to your favorite podcast app. Shout out to everywhere you can find us, touchdownsandtangents.com, TDs_tangents on Instagram and Twitter. We are out. Peace.
Wash your ass and go get your blood checked.